Blog Talk Radio.
What's that when the fact there's no God but the mind? And that Prophet Muhammad alone is the seal of the prophet. I mean, there's no more prophet to come. He was the last And he brought the final revelation. So we're in the night. I'm about to talk radio station. Let's open up with my wife. She gets some, yeah. And we're here tonight to talk about the serious problem with the effect of this image on our children. We can see it every day. We can see it wherever we go. And how our children have been led to the slaughterhouse, following a false image of God, going to places of worship and being told that God have a son, and that son don't look like them. And that automatically open up for inferiority. So we here tonight work on that, bring to the conscious mind that we have an obligation. We have an obligation to remove this image out of the world and out of the mind of the people so we can have a civilized society. We have an uncivilized society. We have a society that's leading our children to the slaughterhouse. And we're helping them. As long as we know there's a problem, we have a solution to that problem, and we don't use it, then we are aiding and helping our children to fail in this world, like it did for many of us, until we came into Elder Sloan. And now we are being the messengers to speak out against this. We have the opportunity to speak out against these images that attempt to betray the mind. So we thank Allah for this broadcast talk radio station coming out of California under the authority of Amin Muhammad from Los Angeles County. And my wife, who is the host tonight, she will be joining us shortly. And I and my husband, Abdullah Akbar, we are from Decatur, Georgia. And we have another course worker that we call Suja Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we have another brother that we depend on when he's able, and that's Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. And we also have Imam Abdul Ibrahim Abdullah from Atlanta, Georgia, who is the Imam of LaGrange, Georgia, and he's been invited to a lot of other places to speak out against certain problems. So we thank Allah for all of this, and we welcome you, and we welcome you to our show. Our show is to get rid of false image that attempt to betray God. What? As the song said, what would happen to the people who sit in church for 400 years with an image on the wall, and if we know we don't add this book, we don't add this tonight, just coming out of slavery from a slave, so-called cruel, vicious, and evil so-called slave master. He's no master. Those people who call themselves slave masters within that role, they are masters in the fire now that God put them in, because our book tells us you reap what you sow. You open up the Bible said, you can't sow wrong. That was wrong what they did to us. And you can't get a benefit from wrong. So they are now being punished for what they did to us. No one leaves this earth without getting God's judgment. And that's why we don't believe in revenge. Allah is the revenger. God says he is the revenger. Whatever someone does on this earth is being recorded. And how major it is, or how small it is, or how large it is, it has been recorded. And God will be in the just God. One God, one creator, who knows and who knows and sees everything. He would deal with things in a way that we cannot imagine. So we thank Allah for blessing us to be Muslims, to be the followers of Prophet Muhammad, and also in this day and time, the best one who followed Prophet Muhammad with Imam Washi bin Muhammad here in America, who has led us to all of the jewels that have been hidden in these books that have helped us be a better people than we were yesterday. So, and we know that. We're not trying to be no one but ourselves. And Allah said he has created us for one reason, that's to serve him. And when we serve God, that means we submit our will like Jesus did. Jesus said, not my will be done, but God's will. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it's done in heaven. So God's will, and we don't see the will of God being done like it should. We see more evil now coming from Hollywood, coming from the movies, the music. We see our little girls getting off the school bus looking like prostitutes. I mean, this is all over the country. Looks like they finna go in a bold magazine. Our little girls and our little boys are getting where they wear tight pants. And all of them look like they're homosexual and look like the mothers and say, if my son want to be a homosexual, then it's all right with me. Well, let me tell you, mother who think like that, that go your generation. That go your next generation out the door. It's just been cut off. Anytime your son or daughter said that they want to change sex with God has given them, then they had out the door. They could not produce a baby. So your family tree has just been killed, uprooted by evil desire. And to take an evil desire for a man say, I want to be a woman. That's an evil. The Bible says a man thinking in his heart. He ain't thinking in his heart as a man. He's thinking in his heart like an idiot. I want to be a female. They made male and female in Al-Quran. And nowhere is the female like the male or the male like the female. God said he give us all our different roles. Each one of us has a role to play. The man is the maintainer and provider and protector of the female. When he know he's a man, when he know who he are and what his responsibility is. But when he don't know he's a man, he'll misuse women. He'll abuse them. He'll just treat them like they're second class. We got to pay for that. Because we're told in Elder's Law, respect the womb that bore you. This woman is the first teacher of every child. Every human being coming out of the womb of a woman or no baby come out of the womb of a man. A man cannot have a baby. And a woman can only have a baby when she should be have one, when she married to a man. That's where God set it up, that she had to be married. And the Bible says best to get married than burn. All these things don't mean nothing to most people because they're not on the deathbed. And they are not heading to God. They don't read the Bible. They let some man tell them about the Bible. All he wants is some money, a nice car, and a home for himself. He's not preaching for souls. He's not preaching to change the environment. He's not going down to the Capitol or any rally to change the situation that the people, his flock come gonna come in too. He ain't gonna get involved in that. Only thing he marry you and bury you. That's the only thing he does. He don't speak out when you mistreated. He don't speak for you when things ain't going right. He won't go out and try to change the situation. He won't try to open no store or make no job, get nobody. to make no job. Only thing he do is preach. And that's something Jesus didn't do. Jesus was a teacher. He got out and talked to people. He got out and asked people to do for themselves, to learn how to fish, and they can take care of themselves instead of depending on somebody else fishing for them. That was the kind of man Jesus was. But they don't want to talk about that. God done laid all the rules down on how the human being supposed to operate his life. What to eat, what not to eat, how to live. All that been laid out by the Creator himself. He have told us to stay away from certain things, but Satan have told the people to go with everything God have told them to stay away from. God told Adam and Eve put some clothes on. Satan told them to take it all off. Show your body. Show your private part. Let it all hang out. Be sexy. And then Satan said, I want you to be the most sexy person you can be. I'm going to put all these beauty parlors and all these beauty supplies in your community where you can go in there and get you some $1,500 or $500 eyelash, huh? Where you can get some false breasts, some false behind. I got everything you need to turn somebody on. Lipstick, fingernail color your fingernails. Put an earring in your ear, your tongue. Put tattoo on your nose, on your back, on your neck, all over your forehead. We're going to make you attractive. God said, do not mutilate the body. Huh? So who's following that? And there's sometimes you can tattoos on your body, and your grandmama or your mother might need some blood because of those veins been messed up because of that tattoo. They can't even get no blood out to give to your grandmama or your mama. So they die because you're ignorant. You follow, you don't think, you don't use your mind. And God said thinking on what he wants is the power of thinking you can do. Satan wants you to think to go get a gun and a knife and shoot somebody. Well, then I can get ready to get this mic up and turn it over to my wife. So we thank God. Let me open up with a prayer. I thought I did. I guess I didn't. With whom they say, first I would say it in the Arabic language and then the English translation. And remember, none of the prophets ever spoke English. So they said a prayer in the Arabic language, or they never said spoke no English. So, but I know we English speaking people, so I take my time and explain to you what I say in English, inshallah. Malaysia turn right in. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilai to me. A Rahman Rahim. Maliki on me din. Iyakana stain. Edine Sarato Musta King. Sarato Ladina and Tole him. Tori Magdu Vilay him Walitoli. I mean, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. We said, with the name of God, God is most gracious and Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favors on, and not of those who rappers bow down, and none of those who would go astray. Amen. What a beautiful prayer that the Creator of the heaven and the earth have given us to speak, to call, to pray to him. What an excellent prayer that he have given us on how to pray to the one who have gave us this life. He not only did he give us life, but he gives us understanding on how to pray back to to the Creator who gave us this life, how to approach Him, how to talk to Him. Because they have taught us wrong. They have told us we can talk to God any time we get ready. We can, but we can't talk to God when we got a foggy mind. We drunk. We throwing up, but we some of the things, oh, God, please hear. No, God have already warned you not to go and let Satan overwhelm you. So he says, stay away from the all the liquor, the wine, the beer, and the liquor and all the different drugs that reach for and all that talking about telling you the Satan get you talking about you high. You high, well, you want to get high, get in a plane. You want to get high, get in one of them buildings on the 23rd floor and look out. That's being high. But if you are going to get low down, you're gonna get in the situation where you just give up and do whatever Satan suggests for you to do, then you get some alcohol in you because all the courage then has been taken away from you and weakened by that alcohol, weakened by that wine. And people want to get you to drink wine. Talking about Jesus, read the Bible. The Bible says Jesus never drunk the wine of fornication. You drink this moment, David, or this wine, this cheap wine, and you not only make your breath stink, but also make you lose control of your moral life that you need to carry through the life. Your morals out the window. You'll do and say anything. You'll fight people you would normally wouldn't hardly look at. You 5'4", but you will fight a person 7 feet tall because that alcohol or them drugs in you telling you you can do it and get the hell whooped out of you. So leave that stuff alone. Leave the hog alone. Why do God say in the Bible, don't touch it? And you go eat it. God said, don't touch it. Jesus ran the hog off the mountain and said he put a bad spirit in the hog and ran it off the mountain. Now, this is what the Bible says. So for you people who don't read the Bible, you don't read that. You want to do it because your grandmama did it, your granddaddy, your uncle. Even though they was blind, deaf, and dumb, you want to follow their blind. Because if they had been, they had that God-conscious mind, we were on our own business. We were on our own football team and basketball team. We were on, have streets with our names on. We don't have none of that. We live in a neighborhood. We're talking about our community. We ain't got, as long as you don't own the business in the old neighborhood, you don't own no business. All you got is a church. That they provided for you. They gave you that. They want you to have a church because people that go to church have been a better servant to them. People who go to the temple is a better servant to the Creator of this creation. And you want to see somebody hate you for being like that? They didn't love Dr. King. They didn't get you to try to love Dr. King till they killed him. Killed the man, then told you to love him. Huh? After they killed him. But when you're speaking about freedom, justice, and equality, talking about how bad they are, what a big liar they are, then they killed him. He told them that we don't have no business going to that war. That war ain't no benefit to us. Vietnam War, they started for material gain. It's like they went over there in Iraq and Iran. They want to take the minerals and the oil from those people there. They the bully of the earth. These so-called leaders that we have, the president and the vice president and the general they over, the murderers, We have a police department, and too far away from that, much hell we catch in the justice system Many African Americans have went to jail for something they never done. They didn't care. All they wanted to do was send somebody away that looked like us. They don't want to hurt you because you're light skinned, you're Caucasian. They won't hurt you because you're a China man or Mexican or Arab or African American. They want to hurt you because of your background, of your. But we all supposed to be the children of Adam. Supposed to be one people. Satan is one who divide color things, make give things its color. Satan does that, and he done color us as evil. What they should be known as evil. Not all of them, but a whole lot of them. Get rich off of selling us the idea to be evil. Through the TV, through the magazine, through the music, got you wearing three color hair. They got you doing that, and you top them. They get you to wear three color hair because you see them got three color hair. You go get five color hair. You see them with an earring in their lips. You go get one in your nose. In your nose, in your tongue, and everywhere. Top it then. And some people look like monsters with all them earrings coming out their face. It's like they if you walked over one in the darkness, one walked up to you in the darkness with all them earrings in their face, they would scare you to death because they look like monsters. So this is your accident. This is real. And Allah said he's not going to change our condition until we change within our heart. So I don't talk long as I want to talk. So let me see, can I get somebody else to come say something? I see my wife even got busy. She didn't come back to the... So let me go in and see what's in there.
I'm looking. Assalamu alaikum. I'm on the board. Talking that there's only one creator. He lives and he never dies. He have created the whole planets to show us his power. There's nothing greater than God. Life comes from one source. That's the creator of this heaven and earth. Every creature, every man and every woman and every animal on this planet came from the creator of this creation. So we're here tonight where we can usher in working together to save our children. I don't see how we're going to save our children and no other children unless we have a real school to put them in. If we don't get a real school to put our children in, we're going to lose them. Allah don't want us to lose them. That's why the prophet came to show us what exactly we should be doing. And he said education is the number one priority of the Muslim. And the education you see is the lost possession of the human being that God created. So what you see is that people got control of, they stole it. They lied. and they are not going to ever tell the truth. They're never going to tell the truth about nothing. They lied about our history, then they lied about their history. They added more lies to our history and more falsehood to their history. And they don't want us to talk about our history. It's American history, what they did to us here in America. Stole us, worked us 400 years without paying us, and then want to blame other people, Africans and Arabs and everybody else, for them bringing us over here on a good ship named Jesus, bringing us over here, taking our language away from our culture, and raising up as dumb brutes so they can go ride us all the way to the graveyard while they live good. And I guarantee you they're not living good now for what they did. Allah said no one leave this world without getting the judgment. They brought the judgment on. They brought the judgment on them when they did what they did. How can a man rape a baby? Take a baby out of the woman's arm and send that baby 200 or 300 miles away. How can a human being do that? Then these same human beings tell you to love a dog. Get you to say a dog is your best friend. Not God. Not your mother or your father, but a dog. A dog is good to have when you have him out in the yard. He letting you know somebody coming up on your property, or a snake is coming up on your property, or a bear, or something like that. Then you need a dog to give you a warning of what's going on the outside. But they got you talking about a dog as your family member. Yeah, they got people on TV, look on the internet, dog licking them all in the mouth. Nasty dog. Licked them all up and down. No telling what. And we know that the disease, the syphilis, come from a dog. Come from a dog. So we know that. And they had to take us to Tuskegee and run tests on us to weaken our immune system, for our immune system can accept the syphilis, the diseases. This was done at Tuskegee on us. But we are so easy to forget. We're so easy to forgive. You know, if we wanted to change America, all we had to do is not spend money for 1 month. America would change. You talking about the fall of America, it would fall and we would pick it up. But no, we don't want to do that. They got our women said, take the whole world, let's give them Jesus. Take the bank, take the land, take all the cars and money and whatever, and let's give them Jesus. Give them a Caucasian man as their Lord and Savior. Huh? That's what we messed up. Slavery did a job on us. And now they're talking about making robots to replace us. So when you go in McDonald's or Burger King, and I won't be going in there, and the robot said, have it your way. Have a good day. What he ought to be saying, see you later, suckers. Y'all don't build this country and then put me over it. That's what the robot ought to be saying. So we are here tonight. What we can think about, building schools and institutions to save our children. get some respect again about for my woman. You remember I said, one thing Adam had his woman. In other words, he's telling you that you don't have your woman. But Adam had his woman. The one thing Adam had was his woman. And we all are the children of Adam. And if we ever going to get our woman back, our women, then we have to be men. Can't become copies, phonies, and fakes. We have to be real with the life that God, Allah, have given us. So we here tonight trying to get something done, trying to make it a world that we all can live in safely. The Caucasian man would never be our brother when Allah said we are all brothers, but they would never be our truly brothers as long as our women are saying, thank you, Jesus, and holding them up as Jesus, the Son of God. I mean, when the Caucasian see that, he ain't trying to get rid of that idea because he benefit from that. All the skyscrapers and all the planes in the sky got a big army with us in it. So he benefits from that. So he's not going to change that. There's like this lie going on now. People on TV singing a lie. Santa Claus is coming to town. What a big lie they sing. All these people that's working in these department stores as Santa Claus. When we going to learn? When we going to learn our problem is us working together? And brothers, they're concerned about losing a Tylenol service, which Imam said we supposed to keep. And then many of these Imams and ministers don't stop having Tylenol. And Tylenol, when you educate the other people on the outside, they can ask questions when they come to Tylenol. They can't ask no question in Juma. They can't do it. So we are here to remind us that we are obligated to have changed this world. This messed up. Well, I see my wife trying to make it back on. And she's trying to come and believe me, I'm helping her out. So we say Allah is the greatest. There's only one creator. Proper name is Allah. He is the creator of all of us. And he created all of us. Well, that's one reason that we serve him. And serve him is following exactly what Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and bless him, be upon him. What Christ Jesus brought to us, may God peace him. What Moses brought to us and Abraham, all these great men brought to us so we can have a life. Every ayat of their lives that we read about is point to what we must do so we can survive in this world that we live in. And we live in this world, and we come here to make the world better, not leave it in the awful shape that it's in. We came here to make it better, especially when you get knowledge. And we have to share what we have. To believe that you can't do it, you ain't going to do it. If you don't try to do it, you're still another step in not trying to do what you need to do. And they know it. They know when they got us to hate our hair, the color of our skin, our figure with our nose and our ears and our eyes, they made us hate our eyes. Some of my blue eyes better than brown eyes. Nowhere in Scripture, God said that. Straight hair is better than curly hair. Nowhere in Scripture have Allah said that. Matter of fact, Allah, they left it in the Bible that Jesus had put skin like burning brand. Well, that looked like us more than anybody. Even the hair had woolly hair. They made us eat our hair because they wouldn't let us comb our hair. Let the hair stay nappy. They wouldn't let you comb. And they used to make young men put on dresses. This is in the history. So they did all that psychological damage to us. And some of us think that talking about it, they want you to think while I was talking about it, then we the troublemakers. Huh? Ain't that something? If you talk about a thing they did, they'll turn the flipping on you like you done that. Like the word terrorist. President Bush came up and all he said was terrorist, terrorist, terrorist. Then they related that to us. Even the Muslim who only sold bean pies and walked through and invited people to come to the temple or the masjid called us terrorists. And our own people, many of them, who know we're right, I know I got some in my family, they want to say I'm crazy, but they ain't never took a good look at themselves. Worship a man. Still telling that lie about Christmas. They still doing that. And then talking about, this is what we raised up on. If you raise up a fool, though, you ain't got to continue to be a fool. And we've been fools. Foolish and we've been fools. No doubt about it. So, we know. And we see Allah have came to our rescue, have come to pull us out of that darkness and bring us into the light so we can, for the world, not just for individual, because once we change as a people, Imam said, once we stay, the world see us change as a people, meaning that the world see us trading with each other. The world see us getting along and being good to our family. The world see us working, keeping our neighborhood clean, owning the business and all the establishment in our neighborhood. When the world see us doing that again, because them burning up and bombing Black Wall Street mean we done it before. And this is one thing they don't want us to do. If we ever decide to come back, okay then, well, we already got the help that from Allah. So we thank you. I thank you. My wife is back. May Allah continue to bless us and continue to grow in this way of life that Allah has described for us. I greet you as I came in peace of Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. I apologize for my delay. But I'm glad my husband was in at the time to be able to stand in for me. Because it was very important what I was doing. You said the right, Akbar? Huh? Okay. Let me give Brother Sujat some for the Allah's name, merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. I bear witness that there's no God but Allah. In Prophet Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, Allah's messenger and servant. I bear witness that there's no God but Allah, the one and only, creator of the heavens and earth and all in between, and the creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. I greet you with the nation's greetings, world's greetings, of God's peace be unto you, of As-Salaamu Alaikum. I want to thank my husband for standing for me, like I mentioned before, because it was very important. And I see Brother Suja's hand is up, Brother Suja, so I do want to bring him in. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Suja. Unmute your phone, please.
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam, rahmatullah, barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah. I just got in. Just came through the door.
I saw your hand up here on the computer, so that's why I called on you. But if you're not ready right now.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. I queued in. I got in on the queue.
Okay. Okay, then. Well, it's on you. You got it. I said, I'm late.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim, with Allah's name, the most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and I testify that there is only one creator, and I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, the messenger of Allah, and he's God's servant. I'd like to give the believers the greeting of peace of As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I just came from on the outside. And seemed like they done revised Christmas. You know, last year, you hardly seen a Christmas tree. You hardly seen the light on the trees. Now they got, people got their whole yard lit up. For some reason, I think they believe that they got a grip on the minds of the people. For some reason, you know, and it's showing by their high celebration of Christmas. So, you know, if they want to, they have the freedom, they have the free will, and they have the freedom to disobey God, to participate and false worship, and be adverse to the human being. You know, they got that free will. So, you know, only thing we can say is that Jesus, all those lies they telling on Jesus, all that's not true. In reference to Christmas, in reference to Easter, all that's not true. You know, they lying on God, prophet, the prophet of Almighty God. Maybe they don't know the extent of what they're doing. They don't know how devastated that lie, you know, that they're telling, and what it's doing to other people. You know, if you celebrating and got candies and drinks and food and you got all those things, you know, the children can't see nothing wrong with that. A child can't see nothing wrong with that. You know, they don't want to miss out on that. And if they do miss out on it, then they feel like their parents is neglecting them. It's not being fair to them. That's how devastating that lie is. You know, and you really got people believing in Santa Claus. And how they kind of cover up the lie this year is that they're coming out with black Santa Claus. They're selling black Santa Claus. Now you hear what I'm saying? I say they're selling them. They're selling black Santa Claus. So they're making money. You know, they say, okay, you want a black Santa Claus? But then you're going to have to pay for it. You know? So they got black Santa Claus now. You know? But the whole point of it is, of them firing up that Christmas tree the way they're doing, it's putting forth paganism. It's paganism. Pagan worship, worshiping the creation, you know, glorifying the creation, you know, giving that to the creation what you should be giving to God. So you know, we can't do nothing about that. We can't stop that. You know, even though the damage that is done, you know, we gonna respect you. We gonna respect you. You know, but as believers, we just want to let you know when you try to hook that up with God's prophet and say that Jesus died on a certain day or rose on a certain day, you know, then the believers gonna stand up. We can't sit by and let you feed the society a lie and don't say nothing and saying nothing. You are saying that that's respect for them. That's respect. It's not disrespecting a person if you let them know that you're lying on God. They should be happy that you disrespect them. You know. So this is real detrimental to our children, to the older people. It's something that the people, the public need to know, you know, and this is what we're doing. We are letting you know that we have a message of concern, and that concern is that we don't have to put forth false worship in order to celebrate. You know, you don't have to put forth false worship. You know, and that's the whole idea that you saying that this is a holy day. That's false worship. It's not a holy day. A holy day for who? So we have to all come together. And let let that false worshiping be known that this is false worship. God don't have a son. You know, God don't have a white son. You know, the black man is not the devil. You know, that type of teaching. A God prophet, you know, didn't commit fornication. God prophet didn't get drunk and lay down with his wife, I mean with his daughter. Stuff alone, God forbid. That's ugly. To put forth such lies. And they got it in the Bible. It'll be different if somebody said it and then and somebody bring it up and talk about it. They can say, well, I didn't say that. They can say that at least. They can tell another lie. I didn't say that.
Oh, no.
But they got it written in the book.
Hello.
Yeah. I don't see where how they thinking that people ain't gonna be able to see and know that this is a lie. This is untrue. You know, this is something that is causing division. You know, this is something that brings down people's morals. Our children will never be able to come together, get themselves together mentally when you got that type of confusion out there. You're playing with them, you know, giving them candy and stuff for Halloween, putting all these false masks on, all these different faces, you know, rabbit laying egg, some big fat white man coming down a chimney, all these things, brothers and sisters, and we talking about respect these people's holy day. This is their holy day. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, you got people talk like that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Everything is wrong with it. Ain't nothing right with it. You know, if it was something right, then you have other people to be standing up. And backing you up. But it's real funny when they are challenged on the outside. When they're challenged on the outside. And they try to defend that lie. And they can't defend it. It's embarrassing. Very embarrassing. You know. I think if we have more of the younger people's teachings, telling them that you ain't fooled me. You're not that lie that you told didn't trick me. And just let them know. And Caucasian people come and stand up. And let them know that it's wrong to have my image up in the world as God. That's wrong. We all came from Adam and Eve. You know? And we all are human beings. And there's different religion in America. You've got more than just Christianity. You got some Christians think that it's an insult to say that you are Muslim, say that you believe in the Quran. They want to act like they are. That's offensive. They got that kind of, that height of ignorance in them. And you got different nationalities here in America. Different colors. You don't have this all Caucasian. Caucasian don't run, it's not going to run everything here in America. People are going to make a show that this thing goes round in a circle. Each people is going to have their turn, going to have their time to serve the country. Now, you hear what I say, to serve it, not have a time to stand up and act like you big. We don't need that, brothers and sisters. We don't need people coming around and with that false pride. Imitating the Satan, imitating Shaitan. I'm better than he. So we asking for the removal of all racial images out of worship. All racial images out of worship. Let's remove them, those images of anything that's in creation as God. We ask you to remove all those. Let's come together and remove all those. The creator is like nothing in creation. There's nothing in creation that you can say that that's God. Nothing. And he has no, there's nothing in creation that has a likeness of God. Nothing. So let's stand up and bear witness to the truth. And Allah said that we should get married. That's from Allah. That we shouldn't. That's from Allah. We shouldn't commit adultery. That's from God. Love your neighbor, respect your neighbor. That's from God. Nobody else brought that out and up. God is the one who brought that up. God is the one that asked us to do these things. God is the one that set laws to govern us. So we got to get in the right spirit, brothers and sisters, and stay in the right spirit. And when we come forward, you know, let's come forward strong. Don't come forward weak. You know, let's come forward strong. You know, and let the people know what God is saying, what God is asking us for and is telling us. You know, we're not ashamed. You know, we ain't gonna hesitate with it. You know, we will be coming real, real strong. So we thank you. We pray that we said something that the children maybe can understand and can grasp. Because they understand a whole lot of things. It's kind of hard to get around them, you know. And so we thank you. We came to you in peace. Going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaikum Assalam, Brother Suja, and thank you for your well-taken comments. Very important. I would like to know if there's anyone else that would like to come on and focus or emphasize on this particular recognized season, especially for Christmas. For the children and for those who are really not aware and don't know the truth about how this particular day, supposedly holiday, got started. But the Muslims, alhamdulillah, see, we come from the Quran. Okay, as far as the lights and what they represent, who was the starter of it. Also, the, what did I say? Like I've explained about the, not characteristics, but about the complexion, the hair texture of Jesus, they called, the one they called Jesus, supposing they're taking him as God, hair of sheep's wool or lamb's wool, and skin of bronze or copper tone. Oh, there was another description for it too. Slipped my mind what I was going to say. But these descriptions that have been given definitely are not descriptions of a Caucasian as being described as a Caucasian. So we can take that from there. Would anyone else like to expound on it? And we're going to do this because this is the 21st of December, and we know that the 24th is the day that they say it's when they excuse me, have a scratchy throat and a little cough. The 24th is supposed to be what they say is Christmas Eve, they've named it, because that's the time, that night is when children go to bed. And everybody, excuse me, and everybody put the toys and all of that up under this lit up tree called the Christmas tree. But the children don't know where this originated from. They don't know that what they call celebration of Christmas first started in the streets. You know, of different areas of the country, but the people were drinking alcohol and supposedly having so much free space until they abused it to the point where it was not done in a decent manner. They would start a lot of noise, disruptions in the communities, and they had to take the Christmas celebration inside the house, you know, inside the house. So if the people wanted to be disorderly and display disorderly conduct, then they would do it inside their own homes and other measures probably were took from there, like the officers of security would approach them with that. Excuse me. Then the lights. We have information about the lights, even. And I was trying to get to that page. I had to find my glasses in order to be able to see just to see, that's all, and to be able to read. And I do plan on, before the session is over, reading it from the Quran on how the lights came about and who was responsible for the lights on the tree and what it was supposed to be representing. So, and if anybody else knows that explanation that's given by the Quran, you can please give your input. Because like we know, we learn from each other and we share what we know and what we've studied and what we've learned with proof. So please just push one and we'll on your receiver, and we bring you into the queue to voice your opinion. Tell me what they know about Nimrod. Nimrod in the Quran. Please, someone explain to me, maybe Suja, maybe Sister Quran, maybe Brother Abba, and whoever else. I saw a couple of people on, but they went out of the program. Okay, no? Okay, well. Okay, then. Let's do it like
this. Yeah. Nimrod is one of those figures.
Excuse me?
You asked me something about Nimrod.
I said, is there anybody who would like to expound on what I had said and then tell us share with us your knowledge, what you have about Nimrod.
He's a figure of a lying, ungodly person that had people worship and liking him. It said Nimrod's mother married him, and that used to be her boyfriend, her son.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to take the tree where they buried him. He wasn't evil enough just to put him in the grave, but she would come and decorate the tree where he was at, light up the tree like he was a good man. So evil people do a lot of things that's unnatural, and that we pick up and make it seem like it's right. And but people do not read the history, and that's why they don't know about Nimrod. And pretty soon, if we don't watch out, they won't know about a whole lot of people that we know, because this is what they do. Satan wiped the good people out of the minds of the people, put false people in their minds. Santa Claus, like ma'am called him double cross, because he gave me a double cross about people telling the people that he come down the chimney, and they all quote that lie. Houses that lie to their children. This is the night that Santa will appear to all the good children. So, but be naughty and be nice and naughty.
Naughty.
Santa Claus. He know what you are doing in your sleep. So you better be good, for goodness sake. All these lies, they've been programming us. And then you got people will fight you, will stand against you, will tell you that you are taking the fun out of something. When Jesus himself said that they who they said they believe, he said, don't lie. He said, know the truth. We ain't said, don't lie. That's a lie. Their mothers and fathers and their children toy, and then go and tell a lie that Santa Claus brought. After the child goes to the department store, he picked the toy up and purchased the toy. And you don't see that toy no more until that 25th of December, that right after midnight, then when they put the unwrap the toy, they done wrapped up and put on a pagan tree. All of this. We didn't do this. They don't know what to be. They don't know what Christ like. They ain't nothing like Christ. And then they tell you that, and they get angry and say, "Oh, you all Muslim?" They don't know, "Oh, Muslim." And then when you tell them what Muslim means, they act like they can't. So we got to be careful about our people. All people to Allah. They are people on earth that hear, we hear with us because God planted them. But they're God people. We are supposed to be the children of Adam. All of us. But Adam would knock some of these people that he sees if he goes to come back here and seeing these strange, weird people walking the street, doing things like animals. He wouldn't claim them people. And the Bible warned them. When Jesus do come back, he come back to the street. And I'm telling you, you have a whole neighborhood to destroy. Because they don't become pagan. They have become liars. They have been deceived. So Jesus go get a shotgun. Once he learned how to shoot one, and start blowing some of these people away. Would tell that lie that they followed him. Jesus told me, you didn't know me, and you can still see that today. They don't know Jesus. They know the lie. They know Nimrod. They know all the falsehoods that Nimrod's spirits have been keep going here on this earth. So that's all I got to say about Nimrod and his devilish ways. Allah said that he's one and alone. And this time of year, they don't even promote that lie called Jesus, Son of God. They promote this time of year is Santa Claus, Rudolph the Red Reindeer. All this. And then these people are taking their children and setting it on some wino or some crackhead lap and some pedophile lap and let their children fill their children with their innocent children head was full of lies. So that's all I got. God forgive them. May they wake up and see the light when it's too late. That's all I'm going to say.
Thank you, Brother Akbar. That's similar to something that I have heard too. But I wanted to really go to the Quran and clarify about Nimrod and about his mother and about their relationship. Yeah, I also heard that it was a relationship, an intimate relationship between Nimrod and his mother. And on the day he died and they buried him, at his gravesite she planted a tree. And every year on his birthday, she would go and decorate that tree with lights. So, and that's how the lights came about, on a tree. Now, I'm not familiar if they called that tree at the time a Christmas tree or what, but that's the farthest that I have learned or studied about the tree with lights on it at a certain time. And then his birthday was supposed to have been around that time when this celebration was supposed to take place for so-called Christmas, because it was his birthday. And so it was known as the Christmas tree when the lights were placed on his on the tree that had been planted at his gravesite by his mother, that was decorated every year on his birthday. And yes, it was recognized as a time of celebration. Mm-hmm. There is, and I remember reading it in the Holy Quran about that. And I was actually trying to find it. If I should look at my index or whatever, but I was thumbing through it because I thought I couldn't remember sort of kind of where it was about where it was. Okay, but that's just that. That's my little intake on Nimrod, the son, and his mother. I think it was Mariam that he had an intimate relationship. They had an intimate relationship. That's how the life in the tree came about. Okay. I've had it marked before, and I still had it marked. Well, I don't ever do it, so move on. And yes, we all know too that that's when supposed to be recognized Christmas Eve, the day before the main celebration, when people usually sometimes gather for as families and have dinners. You know, they cook dinner and have dinner together. People travel, you know, near and far to the one other family's residence out of state or whatever, and they would eat dinner together. It's called Christmas dinner, like they do Thanksgiving, you know. But now they got lights everywhere. I remember Brother Suja was saying, this year they do have lots of lights, and they look like they have reversed. It had gotten down some with these lights. People were thinking about their electric bills and all that, but now they're putting out more lights. More lights. We passed by a place in last week, and the house was so lit up. It looked like it was almost half a block lit up. And my husband was living here when he bought me when we got married here in Atlanta. And I told Akbar that same house was the one that I saw, because we came back. We got married on 31st, and we drove back to from Nashville to Atlanta on the 1st, like. And that was his birthday, by the way, 31st of December. And that light, those lights on that lady's house or that family's house were the first lights I saw when Hakba turned the corner to bring me home, that he was bringing me to when we got married. Yes. And I have to admit to myself, I love beautiful things. I love beautiful lights, not the representation of the lights. I just love the beauty of the lights. And nowadays they're having just those type of activities for people who like lights, the lights. They, you know, have a little activity for the children as well as adults. You drive your car through, you know, a certain area, and you have to pay, of course, and you drive your car through a certain area to see all these beautiful lights and all these things that take place with these lights. Yeah, they have knickknacks like popcorn and drink and stuff like that to your car, you bring it to your car. Okay. Now let me see what else I wanted to read to you. But then too, you know, they got a thing about the wise men, the three wise men. And that would be a good thing too to explain to the children and let them know that that's not a part of our worship or studies in Islam, that it came from Christianity, even though the three kings, and I forget now what they represent, but I had a whole, maybe four, It's over when this is Tuesday. I won't be back on until Sunday. Maybe that won't be too late for me to tell a little bit about this season that they've chosen to call it Christmas in the holiday season. Anybody else got any input? Just let us know. Okay, these are the younger people here too that I want to emphasize. It's a business-wise, it's called Meet the ATTBG, these are capital letters, Meet ATTBG Legacy Awardees, the New Freedom Exchange Team. Okay. And it's got Imam Mujahideen Muhammad and Sister Marsha Nevins. I think I've seen her. She's with the Square Muhammad in New Jersey. Yep, that's her. Okay. Marsha, yeah, is a native of Jersey City, New Jersey, and a dedicated attendee of Masjid Muhammad North. Yeah, that's the Masjid I came from. I came down this way. Upon doing her undergraduate studies in business administration at Howard University, she furthered her education, obtaining a master's degree in public administration from Seton Hall University. That's in Newark, yeah. That's in Newark, New Jersey. Okay. But I want to read about these young people right here. They are still young. Walaikum as-salam, Brother Suja.
Yeah, I just want to give you a little information on Nimrod.
Okay.
That's a little information, and maybe we can do some more research on it. But it says that Nimrod was the son of Cush.
Cush.
And say that Cush is the oldest son of Ham.
Oh boy. Okay.
And Ham is Noah's second
uh-huh.
son. That's in Genesis 6:10.
Oh, okay, the survival, okay.
Yeah, just getting the biography, just getting more knowledge into them, we probably had to do a little research, do a little study, you know, and we'll bring it back to you.
Mm-hmm, okay.
To bring that information back on Nimrod.
Oh, that would be good. And that spell on that Nimrod, is it M-I-M-R-O-D?
R-O-D.
Okay, I wanted to put an E on it.
Just like
N-I-M-R-O-D. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Anybody else have any input on that? Yeah, we're going to try to break this news to the children before this recognize they time is considered a holiday for children, mainly, you know, with these toys and all of this stuff. We'd like to break it down and have that in our history for our children. Be able to, and the truth and everything with it, and then add ours to it, our truth with it, you know, and then have what has been written about it, you know, and be able to, what they say, decipher it, and explain it to their children so they'll know what's really going on, because it is all about teaching them the truth, whether it's at home or in a school building or wherever. They need to know the truth. Talk about meet the ATTBG Legacy Awardees, the new Freak Exchange team. And I mentioned Imam Mujahideen Muhammad and Sister Marcia Nibbins. Okay, now, Imam M. Dean Muhammad is a student of Al-Islam under the leadership of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, and has always had strong desire to share knowledge and guidance to all. In addition, he is an entrepreneur, community activist, and community organizer. He was a student at Sister Clara Muhammad School of Newark, New Jersey, and in the Islamic Day School of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He graduated from Burlington County Institute of Technology in 2002. Imam Muhammad traveled to Rome in October 2008. As Muslim American ambassador to the Focolare movement. In his community, he has been a mentor with the Big Brothers organization, a Boy Scout leader, and a counselor for PAL, PAL, capital P, capital A, capital L, Police Athletic League. He also volunteered at the Boys and Girls Club. He was a coordinator and moderator of the Youth Forum in 2006 and 2007 with the W.D. Muhammad Dawah Committee. In 2010, Imam Muhammad participated in the Messiah College Outreach Program and the Humanities course. He was a coach of NFL Junior, Flag, Football, and Saucer. Imam M. Dean Muhammad is a former board member of the Urban Peace League, which sponsored week-long peace summits and Stop the Violence rallies in Philly annually. A former board member of the Masjidullah and Quranic Studies, teacher at Madrasa. Okay. He is an activist and a tourist. He is president of the You're a Creator movement. He participated at the Harrisburg World Affairs Council Peace Summit of 2014, was associate project developer of ICPIC, New Africa Center, a founder and community developer of ICPIC, New Freedom District. Imam W.D. Muhammad is founder and president at New Freedom Exchange, the digital community engagement arm of New Freedom Works, Incorporation. He is committed and passionate about working to improve the community for his children and all children in the world. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Now we've got Sister Marcia Nibbins here. She was at the 50th anniversary in Nashville, Tennessee, and amongst the youths. And she explained to us, she was one of the speakers, explained to us what she had done as far as the Clara Muhammad Schools in New Jersey. Okay. At Newark, at the Masjid or the Mosque number 25, where I came from, where I accepted Islam, and, okay, many years ago. Now, Marcia Nibbins is the program's director at New Freedom Exchange, the digital community engagement arm of New Freedom Works Incorporation. She is responsible for research, planning, development, and implementation of the organization's goals. Marcia is a native of Jersey City, New Jersey, and a dedicated attendee of Masjid Muhammad Noor. Upon completing her undergraduate studies in business administration at Howard University, she furthered her education, obtaining a master's degree in public administration from Seton Hall University. While completing her graduate studies, Marcia was introduced to Islam and inspired to take her Shahada in 2008. She has spent much of her career life in leadership roles at local nonprofit organizations and is the founding director at the Early Childhood Institute, principal at Clara Muhammad School at Masjid Muhammad North, and grants manager for North Hudson Community Action Corporation. All right. She is the proud mother of three intelligent daughters and a passionate advocate for community development in the Muslim community. Okay, now Imam Bilal Hassan is another one. Imam Bilal Hassan, born to Muhammad and Aisha Hassan of Queens, New York, is a product of homeschooling, where his mother was his first teacher from kindergarten to sixth grade. Much of Bilal's earlier foundation in good adab, understanding of Quran, early exposure at a young age to the tafsir of Imam Waruddin Muhammad was R.A.A. I can bring it out a lot. I'm trying to say it. Anyway, okay. USWAA of Prophet Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, community involvement and, okay, turn this real quick. High academic standards can be accredited to the education he received from home by his mother and father. Bilal is a proud graduate of Clara Muhammad School, Queens, class of 2010, and of the first degree granting HBCU, Lincoln University, Pennsylvania, class of 2014. Bilal is known as a community meteorologist on social media, former weather reporter for A New Day for El Islam in America, and Lincoln first ever full-time weather reporter for the radio and television station. As of recent, Bilal has worked mainly in the areas of environmental stewardship, environmental and climate justice, and citizen science engaging communities across the New York City tri-state area. Bilal's career in environmental stewardship took off while at Lincoln, when he chartered the Environmental Science Club back on campus, appointed to the University of Sustainability Board, and chosen to represent as a Toyota Green Ambassador. He has served several years in AmeriCorps programs with the New York City Department of Environmental Protection and New York City Department of Parks and Recreation. Imam Bilal Hassan is currently the executive director at New Freedom Exchange, the digital community engagement arm of New Freedom Works Incorporation. He's responsible for providing social and sacred commentary, content development, looking booking of special guests and social media management. Got just a few more, couple of paragraphs. Okay, the new Freedom Exchange team is blessed to join in the ranks and continue the legacy of the Muslim Journalist contribution to America. Islamic journalism, which has been a pioneer in the Muslim and international media landscape. New Freedom Exchange is the evolution of the next generation to address crucial, they call it, these are all capital letters separated by periods, capital C period, capital R period, capital U period, capital C period, capital I period, capital A period, capital L period. Challenges by sharing universal principles of Islam in America. For more information on how to join our network or to suggest show ideas, contact NFX, capital letters, NFX, and or at New Freedom Exchange Show. That's capital N, capital F, capital X, at New Freedom Exchange Show at gmail.com. Or call plus 1-484-404-2431. Okay. That's about the New Freedom Exchange team. That's interesting. Sounds very interesting. Yeah, this is the Anissa Dewan, she's in here big time. And I mentioned it before when she was given the first Harriet Tubman Award. Yep, the first Harriet Tubman Award by the Muslim Journal's virtual presentations. Yep. She's a good speaker, too. I want to try my best if I could get her to come and speak on this show, Blog Talk Radio show about children. I have to really catch her, though, because she gives already a series of the miraculous nature of Quran. This in the Muslim Journal. It goes up until June. Okay, let me see. This is December. Okay, it started for December. And then it goes, it's been going, though, since June 13th of 2021. And now it's in December, and it's still going. And it will be going to January the 2nd, 2022. Yep. And then Sister Shahida Sharif is in that, too. She goes to Atlanta Mass. And Sister Anissa Dewan. Yeah, she's in here, like, every January 30th. February 27th, yeah, she's there with Imam Yahya Abdullah and Dr. Nasir Ahmed. Imam Fahim Shuwait. She's there with all of them. Imam Wazir Ali. So you know that she's heavy. Imam Qasim Ahmed was talking to her, who she studied under. Very good. Very good. Okay. But she's still considered a youth, though. Oh, this was done in Atlanta when she was here. Well, yeah, I guess it was. It's a time to be grateful. Where is that noise coming from? Anybody would like to have any input, ask the questions, or give us some information at all, please push 1 on your phone receiver and you'll be brought into the queue. Please push 1 on your phone receiver, and you will be brought into the queue. I wanted to read this about Sister Aisha Dewan, but I don't know if anybody wants to hear it. I think I want to read this by Sister until someone else wants to come on and say something. I think I can read this by her. She's a youth, and she's progressing very well, progressing a lot. A Time to Be Grateful presents its first Harriet Tubman Award to Sister Anissa Dewan. Muslim Journal's virtual presentation is December 10 through 12, 2021, and it reads, by Aisha K. Mustafa. Atlanta, Georgia, as Muslim Journal looks through a particular younger generation of up-and-coming leaders, it is no hard assessment that the name of one young Muslima comes in mind. Sister Anissa Dewan of Little Rock, Arkansas, has a style of delivery to her audiences that not only carries the tenets and in-depth understanding of the religion of Islam, indeed the deen way of life, but she addresses her audience with a sense of urgency to awaken the dormant inner self. She has become the most sought-after lecturer / speaker within the community of Imam W. Dean Muhammad and recently making more inroads to other Muslim communities at their affairs, conferences, celebrations. However, her passion to awaken the dormant hearts and souls of the African-American masses rises to the top of her deliveries as she would don a T-shirt with the words, I am Harriet. The abolitionist Harriet Tubman risked life and imprisonment to venture back into the slave-holding states of the South to guide enslaved Africans to freedom in the North. Harriet is famous for saying, I could have freed many others only if they had known they were enslaved. No, that's right. From her lectures, Anissa Dewan tries to leave no one behind. Anissa Dewan was born to Muslim parents but accepted Islam for herself at the age of 13. She's a native of Little Rock and a graduate of the historic Little Rock Central High School. Anissa's post-secondary education has been focused in the areas of philosophy and religious studies at the University of Arkansas and Little Rock and criminal justice at the University of Houston downtown. It's downtown Little Rock, Arkansas. In addition to her undergraduate work, Anissa studied Arabic and Islamic studies at Abu Nur University in Damascus, Syria, obtaining a 2-year Arabic language certification. Anissa's earlier Islamic and Arabic education came from various imams and teachers in the United States under the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad, which included great Arabic scholars such as Imam Darnell Kareem of Chicago, Illinois. Her most influential studies in Arabic and the science of Tajweed came under the tutelage of Imam Qasim Ahmed while residing in Houston, Texas. Professionally, Anissa has worked in the field of business and finance as a projection manager and a historical black college and university managing a great budget for over $1 million. Did I read this to you before? More recently, Anissa has focused her attention to increasing home ownership among underserved populations in a mortgage loan officer, providing home ownership and financial education for individuals with low to moderate income. Oh, no, I read it by myself. Okay. Anissa's goal in mortgage lending is to begin a non-profit organization focused on reclaiming impoverished neighborhoods by making its residents owners instead of renters. Anissa serves in leadership capacities locally and nationally as director of government shura at the Islamic Center for Human Excellence in Little Rock, board member and youth facilitator for Camp Khalil Incorporation, lecturer for the Islamic Learning Institute, member of the Progressive Leadership Legacy Association, and lecturer for Study El-Islam National Broadcast. Anissa has utilized her knowledge of Quran, the life of Muhammad, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the tafsir of Imam W.D. Muhammad to provide leadership training courses in Little Rock and Memphis, Tennessee. She has lectured at various Islamic and interfaith conferences representing women in El-Islam and focusing on areas such as tajweed and tafsir. Her purpose is to provide a clear and sound understanding of Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while stressing the importance of the feminine voice to the benefit of mankind. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Oh, it's 8:53. Okay. Okay. Got all young people up here celebrating a new age. Atlanta's Muslim youth display their support for Muhammad schools. Good. Dr. Khan joined by family. Oh, he got his wife up here now. She's got flowers. Okay. You may have Pleeman on me left. And others give special thanks to Dr. Khan. Yeah. I think she said she was going to retire. Didn't she say she was going to retire or not be so active, but she'll still be around, helping more in the office now, probably helping the young brother Khalil. That's good. Oh yeah, we were here at that dinner. Well, we got 8:55. Does anyone have anything to... Oh, okay, I see someone's hand. I was busy trying to find something in the paper that I could read about the youth. Okay, this is 478. Last four digits is 7880. Place your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, ma'am. Jalala, good evening, everyone. I'm just getting on.
Okay, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. You know, what I do know about, and that's a good reading on the sister, she's accomplished so much.
Yes,
and alhamdulillah. I met her at Time to Be Grateful, and she just grabbed me like she knew me for years. Oh boy, I tell you, that was such a good feeling. I'm like, this sister is acknowledging me, and
yeah,
like we knew one another for years. You would have thought, but I mean, she caressed me so beautifully, and alhamdulillah, we do have beautiful sisters out there.
Yes,
alhamdulillah. Yes, yes, and she just accomplished so much. It's like, Oh, my. Allah is this God.
But older than she is.
Yes.
But that's, she's like that. Yeah. She probably has seen you around. Probably saw you around so much different times. Conventions and stuff like that, you know. Maybe the day and all that. She probably saw you, but just hadn't known.
And you know, she's probably done that too. But I was with Sister Khalilah Ali, Muhammad Ali's ex-wife, and so you know I was next to her, and so maybe that's why she corrected. But nevertheless, I got a beautiful hug from her and a beautiful knowledge. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And she also made Hajj. I don't know how many times she made Hajj, but she made Hajj in 2019 with Hajj Zahira out of South Carolina. And she was beautiful to Hajj Zahira. And she was saying, I said, I know, sister, but she was beautiful to me for whatever hours we spent together and whatnot. And it's like, I was in awe. I'm telling you, she's like a celebrity to me, almost. But the sister is so, I'm telling you, she is so beautiful. She is so down to earth.
She is
unbelievable. I got such a response. I'm like, I'm like, really? Oh, my goodness. I was like,
it's supposed to be, you know?
Yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to be, Hajj.
Yeah. And it's a good feeling because many sisters, you know, have fake salam to you. And I'm kind of keen on to that, but her seems genuine. You know, seems genuine. And speaking on Sister Khalilah, she's going to be given an award for, I can't remember what the award, but she's going to be given an award from the president in Dubai. So
really?
They're going to honor her. Yeah, they're going to be honoring her if they haven't honored her already, because she texted me and told me that she was going to be honored in Dubai. So I said, okay, alhamdulillah, I sure want to go. I don't like to go to Dubai.
Every summer, Anju gives trips. Her husband, you know, has a touring company, like, and they were giving, selling tickets and planning for a trip there last year. Last 2 years.
Okay, so you think they're going to be doing it again?
Oh, probably, yes, but they do theirs like near summer time, not in the winter. I mean, you know, I didn't know them doing it this year. I'm going to ask her next time I talk to her.
Right.
Having another.
But her sister had returned to Allah, so she was in their country, I think England?
London.
Time to be grateful, so. Maybe, you know, you can find out and then let me know, because I sure like to join them the next time they go, inshallah.
I'll let you know. I call it the Sin City, because, you know, it's just a first glimpse at it. And the way that the sisters, the Muslims over there, you know, and the way they were skimpy dressed, but it's all about money over there, fabulous and luxurious places and things, you know, but that doesn't mean you have to dress loose, you know. Everybody, it's a place for everybody, you know, whether you're Muslim or Muslim, like they're building that church over there, that Catholic church over there in Dubai. But,
I heard about it. Zahira was over there for about 2 days in Dubai, I think last week, and she was talking about how beautiful it was, and you know, very expensive, beautiful, never the same, you know. And Janet Jackson said she was over there and she just saw everything.
That's what the brother said.
I don't know
said,
what that means.
Janet Jackson said everything.
Huh?
I said, yeah, that's what the brother had said that came on the came on our program last week when they were talking
about. Yeah,
that's
about, where I heard it from. Oh, goodness. I'd like to go over there and see what she's talking about.
I'm telling you, right? Just take me at a time when the weather's right, and I know that I won't have to freeze here to get back home.
You better know it, because I think we got 40 degrees. I mean, it's cold out there.
Oh, it's cold out there. You know, even when you touch the doorknob, it's cold. So that's how I can tell it's cold.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, well, I'm glad you came on and got to say something because this is 9:02 now, and I see that Brother Imam Ibrahim just came on not too long ago, too, but he didn't put his, he didn't push one in the on his cell phone receiver, indicating that he wanted to say anything, so it is 9:02 now.
I'm going to get you to take me out to Q. I'm just going to give everybody the salam. Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wabarakatuh, haji lala. Y'all be good, be safe, and keep Allah in front, in charge. Know that Allah is in charge all the time.
At all times, that's right, haji, that's right. I wanted, I did want to ask Brother Imam if he wanted to say anything. Just use the imam, I want to give him a little respect and find out or if he just wants to tune in to see what was going on. I'm looking, Brother Imam, would you like to have anything to say at this particular time? We're about 3 minutes over. We can give it a few minutes, and then we're going to close it down.
I'm just enjoying the conversation, that's all, no.
Okay,
no.
Okay, well, since
you
came on.
When I get you on and to talk, I get real quiet. I like to listen.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I will pull out the prayer for y'all if you want me to. I'll do that.
Oh, okay. Okay, that'll be fine. That'll be fine, sisters. Okay, yeah. Yeah, you go ahead. And
then y'all can keep on talking to y'all.
No,
we're
going to go home and feed my husband.
Okay. Oh, I got her close out there. A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah, let not our hearts deviate from that which you have brought us to. I seek protection from Allah and I do return to him. Oh Allah, oh our Lord, let not our hearts turn back to corruption after you have guided us. And from your presence, grant us mercy. Amen.
Amen. Okay, y'all. Until tomorrow night. It'll be the brothers, Mr. Stern, and I know I'm going to have my pen and paper ready because I always
brother
take those
and
from
sisters. Brother and sisters, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, brothers and sisters, but what I mean by brothers night, they'll be the ones who are yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I'm half sleepy, I got a sore throat too, and hungry all at once.
Well, I know you're going to enjoy me then.
What did you say, email?
I know you're going to enjoy that meal then.
I'm going to try to eat something. Yeah.
Okay.
Over there. All right.
I'm glad you had to bring you. Oh, she was listening with me. She was listening.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know she is. One day she going to say something.
Oh, yeah, I've been geeking over here until I get on here.
Okay, then.
Okay, sister, you can see y'all can eat.
Yeah. Thank
y'all
for coming
tell
on.
Your husband, yeah,
sir.
Tell him when he get full to call me before you go to bed tonight.
Akbar, email said, when you get, huh?
I sure will.
Said, tell me you sure will.
All right, then. Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Okay, everybody, have a good night's rest and an early morning rise. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Come on, let's see what it costs.